Who is this child that we celebrate each December? The one we gather to adore at this special time of year.
Hundreds of years before he was born, the prophets predicted and proclaimed his arrival. To those men, listening to the voice of God, he was the promise, a distant hope of a Savior, Deliverer, Redeemer.
One prophet, Isaiah, even said that the child would be the sign of Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that he would be called other names, such as the Prince of Peace, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and that he would be known as the Wonderful Counselor. Finally, the time was right. God would send the promise.
First, he needed a woman to bear his child.
He chose Mary of Nazareth, a girl who was engaged to a young carpenter named Joseph. But while Mary was still a virgin, an angel of the Lord appeared to her, saying,
"You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David."
Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not been intimate with a man?"
The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
To Mary, this child was a true gift from heaven. Her firstborn, conceived in a miraculous way, would be born in an unusual place. In the town of Bethlehem, 70 miles from home, Mary gave birth in a borrowed stable using a manger for his cradle.
Just a few miles from there, a band of unsuspecting shepherds became the first to hear the news, and that in a most unusual way, an angel appeared saying,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
To angels who proclaimed it and to shepherds who received it, this child, God in flesh, was the ultimate good news. The shepherds weren't the only ones to receive the good news, and the angels were not the only ones delivering it.
A star, an enormous star, appeared over Bethlehem proclaiming the Savior's birth. The star could be seen from hundreds of miles away. In fact, somewhere in the far east, some magi, men of wisdom and known for their interest in the skies, saw the star and set out on a long journey to find out why it was there.
The Bible tells us the star led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed beyond measure. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Oh,
promise to those who anticipated his arrival.
He was the gift to the girl who gave birth to him.
He was the good news to those who proclaimed his birth and who saw him as a newborn lying in a manger.
And to the Magi, this child was the King of Kings.
All who foresaw him or beheld him in the flesh were sure that this was truly the sign of Emmanuel, God himself with us, and from that moment on, the world would never be the same. We're now over 2,000 years past this blessed event, and sometimes we still ask, what child is this? What does God with us mean today?
Well, historically, the child's birth would mean only that he was special, maybe even divine. But that's only if the story stops at the manger. Yes, the Bible says this baby boy was indeed God in the flesh. But we have to move on from that event in Bethlehem to understand how he can be God with us now.
The child grew into a man, knowing that he was sent from his heavenly Father, and knowing that someday his Father would ask of him the ultimate sacrifice.
A living sacrifice was needed to cover man's sin from the holy eyes of God. And when he sent Jesus to earth, it was the Father's way of placing our sin upon his own Son, so that we might have eternal, abundant life.
The story doesn't even stop there. It continues to the glorious resurrection of Jesus on the third day, and then on to his return to heaven to sit at God's right hand.
And if that were not enough, God sent his Spirit to live within us to be our guide, our comforter, our friend, and our advocate.
That's why we can say right now that he is here. For many of us brought him with us into this place.
And his voice is speaking, maybe softly, to the hearts of some who still have the question, who is this Jesus? How can I become one of his?
Listen. All of us should listen and know that his Spirit, his presence, is here.